I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The daily challenges of classrooms can frustrate teachers. They often feel underappreciated and undercompensated. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Jeremy Richards reports on a poet who tries to affirm the dignity of teaching.
His mission statement is a pretty tall order.
I want to be the guy responsible for an entire generation of college graduates considering teaching before they go off to business or law school.
An entire generation? New York poet Taylor Mauley doesn't stop there.
And I want to be the spokesman for teaching's nobility and the importance of educating the generations that come behind us. And poetry seems to be the way that I can do that most effectively.
As he laid it out here in one of his live performances, Mauley has started his teaching campaign with an attack on Valley Speak.
I'm writing the poem that'll change the world, and it's Lily Wilson at my office door. Lily Wilson, the recovering like addict. The worst I've ever seen, so like bad, that the entire eighth grade started calling her like Lily, like Wilson, like, until I made my classroom a like-free zone, and she could not speak for days.
Mauley has reached a national audience through poetry slams, HBO's Deaf Poetry series, and a spoken word tour. And people are noticing. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman quoted one of Mauley's poems in a recent commencement address to Yale University. Friedman says the poem struck a chord.
Many of us in our lives have been blessed by having one or two teachers who really changed our lives. And what Taylor's poem did was really honor that kind of teacher. The teacher who's totally committed, who really instills in you those kind of basic values and makes you feel so good about yourself that you remember them your whole life. And that's the chord I think his poem touched.
You want to know what I make? I make kids work harder than they ever thought they could. I can make a C+ feel like a Congressional Medal of Honor, and I can make an A- feel like a slap in the face. How dare you waste my time with anything less than your very best?
I've always thought that there's a connection between teaching and poetry. Horace, the Latin poet, said that the task of the poet was to instruct and to entertain. And I always found that that was pretty much the task of the teacher as well.
Though he's inspiring teachers everywhere, Mauley himself is no longer in the classroom. He left it 3 years ago because he felt he could make a bigger impact on teaching through his poetry.
People came up to me and would say, "Don't think for a second that what you're doing up on stage reading is not also a type of teaching." So I feel guilt for leaving the classroom all the time, but the only thing that alleviates it is the feeling that I'm still in a classroom. It's just of a different sort.
Recently, Mauley's classrooms have ranged from a Manhattan theater to a National Teachers Conference to a NASA space camp. And with a new spoken word CD and a recent one-man show in New York, Taylor Mauley hopes to reach an even wider audience of poetry fans and would-be teachers. His goal is to create 1,000 new teachers by 2006.
So please, let me teach like a Steinway, spinning slowly in April air, so almost falling, so hinderingly dangling from the neck of the mover's crane, so on the edge of losing everything. Let me teach like the first snow, falling.
For Day to Day, I'm Jeremy Richards.